Today's message is called Faith Works. Faith works. You know that faith works all the time. Let me read this from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things... I always get this part. Are seen were not made of the things which are visible. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith works. Faith always works in your life. Because it means relying on God. It means believing in God. It means believing in God's promises, and God always works. So when we have faith, this is how we get things delivered in our lives. You want to manifest something in your life? You want to manifest a change in your life? You want to change your life? Many people are talking about changing their lives, about making their lives better. You might be believing for changing somebody else's life, a friend, a coworker, a loved one. How does that change take place? By faith. We manifest into this power place right now. We manifest into our lives right now by faith. Faith is always working. Man, faith does amazing things. Faith can deliver everything that you need. All you got to do is believe. Faith can deliver everything that you want. All you got to do is believe. The desires of your hearts can be given into your life today, and all you have to do is believe. Have faith. Faith works. Man, faith works all the time. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Noah used faith to build that ark and save his household. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out of the place which he would receive an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. He went to the promised land without ever having seen it. He didn't see those satellite shots. He didn't see photos. You know, he just went by faith. He left where he was and followed the voice of God to receive the promised land. By faith, he received the promised land. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive a seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. God promised a son. Sarah received a son by faith, even though the doctors are saying, Sarah, you're way too old. There's no way you can have this pregnancy. She still did. Why? By faith she received it. Not by natural means, not by expertise, but by what God said. By the promise of God, she received it. By faith. Moses, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, Moses and the Israelites passed over the Red Sea. When the Egyptians tried it, it didn't work so well. Why not? Because they didn't do it by faith. Moses did it by faith. They tried to do it by force, the Egyptians, or something. Or maybe they saw Moses do it and said, oh, if they can do that, we can do that. But they weren't using the faith. They didn't have the promises of God. By faith, you can receive everything that you need in your life. Everything that you want in your life, everything that your heart desires, you can receive it by faith. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Stay awake here. Let's go. I hope you're writing this stuff down. This is good stuff.
Amen.
By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they were encircled for 7 days. Those walls of Jericho, man, they were so solid. They were thick. Armies had come against them and tried to knock those walls down, and they wouldn't fall. And yet, by faith, those walls came a-tumbling down. Easy by faith. Easy by faith. Didn't need force. Didn't need power. Need faith. Faith can deliver it, whatever it is. Faith always works. Faith is always working. It never fails. It's always working in your life. Faith will deliver it each and every time. Faith will get the job done no matter how insurmountable it looks. Gideon, Samson, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness, were made strong, became valiant in battle. That can be you too, by faith. You can become strong. By faith, you can escape the edge of the sword. By faith, you can shut the mouths of lions. By faith, you have the power to overcome whatever obstacle it is. By faith, you can receive that new raise. By faith, you can receive that promotion. By faith, you can walk in a whole new way. You can walk in a healthy way. By faith.
Amen.
By faith, you can do it. By believing in God, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But we've got a promise from God that tells us that we can receive it, that it belongs to us, that you are the heirs, you are the children of God. And as children, you are heirs, you're co-heirs with Christ. And all you've got to do is believe it. And by faith, you can receive it. Faith always works. Faith always works. Can we lose faith? Can we lose faith? I think we can. I think we can lose faith because sometimes we're believing for something so great. God is showing us a vision of who we can be and what we can do. And then you start to believe that and you start to get excited about it. And then a week goes by and you're wondering, where is it? God shows you great dreams, amazing things that you can do. And then a couple weeks go by and you go, oh man, it's not going to happen. Listen to what Paul says about that. Paul in Hebrews 10 and 35 says, therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. When I'm talking about receiving all these things, these guys received all these things, or they received what God promised, and they received it by faith. And I'm saying that you can receive what God promised you. God promised you health. He promised you riches. He promised you blessing. He promised that you would be above and not below. Blessed going in, coming out, going out, in, out, everywhere. He promised you these things. And you can receive it by faith. But what Paul is saying here, Paul says it requires endurance, patience. Sometimes we believe for only a short time, and then we begin to lose faith because we don't have the patience. And we start to let go of the promise of God. We got to remember, what did Abraham do? 25 years before, he was promised the child, the promise. He was promised that this son would come. And he was waiting all this time. Where is it? When is it going to happen? Are we there yet? Man, have you ever rode in the car with kids when you're going somewhere? Do they ever wear out that saying? They wear that saying out. I'm sure God feels the same way. He probably feels like he's driving, they're going, we're just about there. And they're going, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. 5 minutes later, are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. Okay, driving along, you know. Are we there? I'll tell you, we'll know when we get there. Driving along, you know. I think a lot of times he feels we're the same way. He promises something. Where is it, God? Are we there yet? I don't see it. 25 years, Abraham stayed in faith. He had endurance. That's endurance. When you have endurance, you have the patience to continue to focus on the promises of God, to continue to believe God, and faith doesn't fail. Faith works all the time. It requires us staying focused on God. Now, here's something interesting. Check this out. Unbelief is a higher regard for yourself. Faith is a higher regard for God. So how do we lose faith? We lose faith when we start to think higher of ourselves than we think of God. In other words, our regard for God is so low that we don't think that he can deliver on his promises. Quite often, that's when we start to think, what's in it for me? We start to put ourselves first, rather than realizing, if I put God first, this is why tithing's important. Because you're saying, I put God first. I take this 10% of whatever I earned and I give it to you, God, because I know that you can take care of all my needs. If your regard for yourself is higher, then you're saying, wait a minute, God, if I give you this 10%, then I won't have enough for the things that I need. So I'm going to keep back all this for myself. You put yourself first. You don't have faith. You have unbelief. We want to have faith. How does it work? We put God first. We have a higher regard for God than ourselves. If we're keeping everything back, then we're saying, it's all mine because I need it. Whereas if we say, God, it's all yours, what God does is he blesses it and increases it. Unbelief, people that have unbelief have a higher regard for themselves than for God. But when you have faith, you have a higher regard for God than you do for yourself. Isn't that interesting? Kind of helps you to see where you're standing. If you're going through a period where you are kind of wavering in your faith, then you kind of can begin to understand why that is. Something else we should look at about faith, how we can lose faith. If we're always complaining and saying, oh my goodness, bad things are happening, and we're thinking worst case scenario, if we're always focused on that, now, what can happen is you'll come and ask for prayers from people, and they'll pray for you, and then something will happen good, meaning you'll win the victory, and you'll see the success. But if you don't celebrate that success, if you don't share that testimony of success, you have just lost an opportunity to grow your faith. And when you lose a chance to grow your faith, now you're not equipped for the next challenge. See, we want to praise God when something happens. We can't get into a mentality of just focusing on everything is bad, because that's what will happen. If we're only focused, emergency, 911, I need God prayers. And you ask people to pray, but then you forget to celebrate, praise God, because victory came. Then you don't receive the faith. Because faith grows in our praising. Our faith can grow in praising God. And we can lose faith and lose an opportunity to grow in faith if we're not praising and celebrating the victories that God has given. God is giving us victories all the time. Faith always works. Faith is always working. That means we're always receiving victory. But we got to be praising God and celebrating Him in order to let our faith grow. Share the testimonies, little and big, with whoever you come across. Say, hey, guess what happened to me this week? Guess what God did this week? Because in sharing those, you're building your own little journal of victories. You know, I think that's why David was so successful. I think David had this whole atmosphere of sharing victories. And I think all the men that followed him too, I think they did the same thing. I was reading at the end of 2 Samuel. We just finished that last night when we were reading. Liza and I always read the scripture before we go to bed. Kind of, we read a chapter, and we were just finishing up 2 Samuel, and here's talking about all these valiant men, mighty warriors, and it was talking about the great deeds that they had done, and I could just see as I was reading this, it talked about one guy who had slayed 800 men single-handedly in a day. I was like, wow, that guy's almost as good as Samson. Samson slayed 1,000 with the jawbone of a donkey. You know, I'm thinking, wow, these guys were incredible. It talked about this one guy who he slayed a giant that had 6 fingers and 6 toes. I can see them sitting around the fireplace every night. You know, fireplace. Maybe they're sitting around the fireplace. The campfire. They're sitting around the campfire, and they're sharing these stories. Jerry, remember that time you took down that giant? Oh, yeah. Hey, that was nothing, though. Remember when you took out those 600 guys, those 800 guys? Wow, you were amazing. I mean, you were just knocking them down. They're sharing stories of victory. They're sharing testimonials. When they'd get down, hey, remember David? Man, David was just a boy when he took down that giant. Oh, if David could take down a giant as a boy, I'm sure I could take down a giant right now. I just have to have faith in God. If he did that. See, they were developing their own victory journal. They were talking all the time. I just could feel that in reading this, reading about these valiant men and the things they did. They were sharing all the time. I'm sure they were talking when they were marching about victories they had had, victories their friends had had. I'm sure they were talking around the campfire. I'm sure they were talking when they woke up in the morning. They had a whole atmosphere of praise and worship. They had an atmosphere of celebration and victory, and their faith was growing from victory to victory to victory. Their faith was growing and growing and growing. And so the next challenge would come along. It was nothing for them. That challenge was nothing. Because they already knew. They had heard of somebody that had done something greater. They had heard of somebody that had done something mighty. And they had it in their blood. And they had it in their mind. And they knew this is who they were. And they knew this is what they could do. I challenge you to do the same thing. Get a journal. Start writing down a victory journal. Write down all the victories you've got. And maybe make even a list of all the victories of all the people you hear about the things that God is doing in their lives. Because the more that you can focus on that and get that in your attention and get that in your blood, then you'll have that same lifestyle going on of praise and victory. Faith is always working. And if we're always focused on the great things that God has done, faith can't fail. Faith is going to work. Faith is going to work in mighty ways. I just read down a great list of victories. Great victories that took place by faith. And they're taking place all the time. All over the world. We're seeing great victories take place. Start to celebrate those so that your faith can grow. And that you can do mighty works as well. You'll become that valiant warrior. In Jesus' name. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We got to remember too is, when we get into a worst case scenario kind of attitude, if we're not focused on victory and you're always focused on what's going to happen, the worst case scenario, something starts to happen. See, there are spirits of darkness, and spirits of darkness can project memories, and they can project visions and emotions, and they can make you see worst case scenarios. And if you let yourself entertain that, you don't have to. But if you start to let yourself entertain that, now you start to see defeat. What is the vision that they're giving you? They're giving you the vision of defeat. They're giving you the vision of failure. If that's what you start to look at, if that's what you focus on, then guess what you're going to have in your life? Defeat and failure. Don't entertain that. Don't entertain that. Instead, remember that God is giving you vision. God and His armies of angels are giving you visions every single day. He is giving you visions of victory. And they are visions that are saying what He promised and where you're going and who you are and how you're going to get there and how you're going to receive victory. He is showing you these visions all the time. If you're not sure about that, if you've ever done Bible study for the heart, you have heard the people share the visions of God. And man, when you're done hearing that, you just feel how fired up you are. You feel the power and the Spirit of God. You know that there's nothing that can stop me. Say amen.
Amen.
Right? If you've been to Bible study for the heart, you've seen that. You've felt that. You've had that experience. I mean, amazing power starts to come through. Why is God doing that? Because God wants us to have a vision in front of our eyes. He wants us to have a vision, and He wants us to see where we're going and who we are. And if we keep our focus there, just like David's men, if we keep our focus there, we are going to win. We are going to have the victory. Nothing can stop us. Faith will continue to work all the time.
Amen.
So we know we don't want to entertain the visions of failure. Turn yourself away from that quickly. Now, the other day, I think it was a couple weeks ago, Liza wasn't feeling very good. There was something energetically bombarding her. She felt kind of heavy, and she asked me to pray for her. And so I started praying for her. And after I prayed, she felt a little better, but still she said, something's bothering me. Well, God started to remind me of the visions that He had showed everybody. Everybody that He had showed them in the Bible study that week. And it was about the coming of the Holy Spirit. And I started seeing the visions of all the people on Bible study. And they were incredible visions where the Spirit of God was coming down upon people. Everybody was in one accord. All these people were seen with the same face, sitting at the same table, receiving the blessings. And I just started to feel this. And I started to look at it. And I started right away, started to feel the power of God moving upon me. And right away, Liza says to me, hey, I'm starting to feel better. No, I didn't say anything. I didn't touch her. I didn't say another prayer. I'd already said the prayer for healing. But I just started to see that. But you see, what God is doing, He is showing us a gateway into heaven. And that gateway has the power, supernatural power from God, from His Spirit, flowing out of it. And when we can focus on that vision, we are going to receive victory immediately. Liza received the healing and felt it. And she felt good right away. And she said, oh, I feel so amazing. You can do the same thing. I look around this room and I know every one of you have visions from God. And if you don't have visions or if you don't remember the visions of God, what do you think the Bible's all about? It's visions of victory. He is showing us the images of what victory looks like. And if we keep our focus on that, if we keep it before our eyes, if we meditate on that, we will feel that same supernatural power of God flowing out of heaven. It's an open door. It's an open invitation for victory. And if you have that, faith will continue to be working in your life in a greater and greater way. Faith will be working in your life to change everything. Faith is always working. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
I heard my wife. We got to remember that's how our faith is growing. That's a really cool little trick that God was revealing to me. When you focus on the images of victory that He is showing us, armies of angels are pouring the emotions of victory, the visions of victory into your hearts every day. All you've got to do is get a hold of it and start to focus on it. Get a hold of it and start to focus on it, and you'll feel a shift in your life immediately. Immediately. We don't have to lose faith. I said you can, but you don't have to. And you don't have to if you get your focus in the right place. You don't have to lose faith if you keep your confidence. Remember, endurance is required. Patience is required. You don't have to lose your faith if you remember you have a higher regard for God than you do for yourself. You don't have to lose faith. Your faith can continue to grow and be strengthened in all ways. Where does our faith come from? Where does our faith come from? Now, you heard me talk about the visions. You probably heard this verse before, too. This is in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's usually when I talk about that. I say you got to read the word of God. Remember those verses? Today I'm saying, yeah, remember the visions. Remember the images of victory that are shown in the Bible. Because in seeing those, your faith is going to grow. But where does our faith come? We've got to remember, our faith comes from Jesus. We're not using our own faith. We're not. Yeah, are you using your own faith? I hope you're not. You, no? Okay, good. I don't want you using your own faith. Your faith is flawed. Your faith is weak. Your faith is limp, weak. But you don't have that faith anymore. Why? Because you believe in Jesus. And believing in Jesus, you receive a perfect faith. You receive a powerful faith. You receive a faith that works all the time. You have a faith that works immediately. Say immediately.
Immediately.
Your faith works immediately.
Immediately.
And that's the faith that you're using. You're using Jesus' faith, not your own. And through seeing what Jesus did, we saw that perfect faith working immediately. And when working, it could wither the roots of trees. It could stop the storms. The waves of storms could be stopped immediately. All these things were taking place. And they were happening immediately. We saw the sick being healed. We saw the blind seeing. Demons cast out. That was perfect faith of Jesus. When we believe Jesus, we receive Him. And now it's His faith that we use. We use a perfect faith. And if we have a perfect faith, and faith always works, can we fail?
No.
We can't fail. And just like all these people that I read about, David and Samuel and Samson and Gideon and Noah, and Abraham, and Moses, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on. We talk about them today because faith works.
Amen.
And those who use faith in their life will receive what they need. They will receive the desires of their heart. They will receive the promises of God. And it will always happen all the time. You just have to believe and have faith. That is the power that we have. Now, at this time, as we understand that the faith that we have is perfect faith, we have to know that that's enough. If it's perfect faith, what else do you need? That's enough. Everything that we need from God is received by faith. Everything that these guys we talked about received, they received by faith. You've already got the perfect faith. Now, at this time of year, we just had Passover. I guess they're in the process of Passover even now, but it started on Friday. Right, Friday? And so it's going on now. Passover, what was that about? That was a promise from God that if they did what he said, death would pass over their house. It would not kill the firstborn. It would pass over the house. We are still celebrating a Passover, but we are celebrating a Passover our life. That death, that sickness, that poverty, that defeat, that depression, that unemployment, whatever it is, that it will pass over our house because we have Jesus. And because we believe that he is the Paschal Lamb fulfilled, it will pass over our house. It cannot touch our house. It cannot enter our house. It has no right to come upon our house or upon our bodies or upon anything that we have. Because we have that perfect gift and we have received it into our hearts in Jesus' name. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." You are free. You are free from everything that tries to hinder you or stop you. You are free. In Jesus' name. There's nothing that can hold you back anymore. You've got the power to accomplish all things. Faith always works. It's working in your life right now. Get yourself focused on the vision that God is having for you. What is God showing you? What is the dream that God is showing you? Get yourself focused on that. Don't take your eyes off of that, because that's a window to heaven of the supernatural power that's coming in. Get focused on that so it can come in. And it will shift everything immediately. Just the way Liza noticed. It'll shift everything immediately. Get your eyes focused on that. And you'll be changed totally and completely. You'll be blessed. And highly favored. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.